Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I do think we have to throw out this idea, the apology of Andre Schmidt. And I will say, we had a few people text us. I know, I think our buddy Thomas wants to get in on this one as well. Let's see. Let's go down there. A-Dog saying, you can't use Romo as an example as he missed both of his kicks yesterday. And by your logic, you would have cut him. Darn tootin' I would. And then saying, Schmidt was a former Groza Award winner in college and has kicked 60-yard field goals and he's dealing with the death of his mother. Why does that matter to this specific thing? No, it's part of a great part of the story. Like, let's be clear, that is part of why I felt happy for the kid that he made his kicks. But the idea that that's part, we should have been nicer to him because he missed the kicks 2 weeks ago. No?
No, I mean, I think there's extenuating circumstances that obviously go into a player's mental every single game. Like, it maybe plays an impact into week one for him. Again, I think it boils down to football for me, though. Like, it doesn't even come down, yes, it's a yes or no job. If the reality is there's good kickers who on that day end up with a no and probably shouldn't lose their job off of 1 week. Again, if he kicked for, if we got a 4 week sample size and he was just not making kicks, I'd be on board with you, Nick. I'd be like, you know what? Cut him. Doesn't matter. Go to somebody else. It is a short leash job. I just don't think it's a 1 week leash job.
Gary on Twitter saying no other better kicker was available for the same money. You don't know that. Like, there were other kickers available. Sometimes the better kicker is just the one that you don't have. Then also saying it was his first game. No one is perfect. And three, opening day jitters. Yeah, okay, but we don't do that with kickers. Just, we didn't do that with Cade York, and we shouldn't, by the way. Like, kickers are like middle relievers. Some are Andrew Miller. Some are high leverage setup guys, great closers. Other guys are Matt Festa. This sounds really personal. I don't mean it, but
Guys are Matt Festa, and Matt Festa's had a job all year.
Yeah, and he shouldn't. We agree.
We can agree on that one.
216.
But that does not make the point.
216-474-0092. Thomas and Shaker, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, Nick. Hey, Jake. What's up, Jake? How you doing?
What's going on, Thomas?
Not much. Always great hearing from you, homie. Jake's a homie. I think you're being too hard on the kickers, Nick. You're talking about somebody who, the UFL is like a development league for the NFL in many ways. And this guy, you know, he hit these tough kicks in the UFL. And he was one of the best kickers in the UFL. So if he can hit kicks in the UFL, I don't understand why he can't hit kicks in the NFL.
Because there are plenty of guys who kick in developmental leagues and then can't kick in the NFL?
Plenty of guys who can kick in the NFL and then can't kick in the NFL.
Yeah, that's very true. But, you know, I think he's
I
think he's being too hard on him. Oh, and one more point. I really want to give Andrew Berry his flowers, too. I think he had a heck of a draft. Like, he had an amazing draft this year. You know, Mason Graham and Harold Fannin are both looking good. So is Schlesinger. And we got a great running back. He retooled our running back room. And he took a half-court shot for our quarterbacks. I really think Andrew Berry, you know, he gets a lot of crap in the city. But I think he had a really good draft this year.
I definitely think we can give it to him on the draft. It is early, but I think we can do that. Thomas, we appreciate you, buddy. Happy Victory Monday. Run that one by me again.
I said there are plenty of guys
who can kick in the NFL who can't kick in the NFL.
No, you missed a key word then. Who then can't kick in the NFL. I meant from week to week to year, guys can and then can't.
So what you're saying is you don't think Andre Schmidt can kick next week.
Didn't say that. I said there's a possibility of it. He had a 55-yarder. It was one kick.
Yeah, that's a good kick.
It was.
And we give him credit for that. Now he's on the right side of the ledger.
How many, by the way, how many other kickers have you seen cut after week one who that was their first ever like job kicking in the NFL?
I do not keep a kicker lexicon in my dome.
Do you have one? Do you have a single one that pops to your mind?
His name is Jim.
Do you have a last name for Jim?
Schmelzen.
I don't think we're going to find that.
No.
I don't think that's going to be in the Rolodex.
Yeah, because you can't find it.
Okay, well.
Right, now I am just being a D here, being a slight contrarian. Now, that being said, the kicker thing is real. I don't care week one, week 10, week whatever. Your job is to make kicks. And if you don't, I think it's the one spot it's fair to have a quick hook on. And again, the Browns deserve the credit today for sticking with Schmidt because he makes that. It doesn't mean, though, that we owe him an apology because I don't think the expectation should change with a kicker. And I don't think you have to have maybe patience with kicker. Big picture, the way you do with any other position on the field.
Can you agree that it was overreactionary?
No. Oh, he missed a game-winning kick.
No other team has done, to my knowledge, has ever done that after 1 week of seeing a kicker that they had battle in the preseason that won that battle.
I guarantee you teams have moved on off kickers after 1 week.
Week one?
Yes. Just because I can't think of it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. The kicker discourse is not very deep in America.
I'm just saying. Probably owe him an apology. Went through a major kick. Won you a game. Lost you a game. Won you a game. No, Andre Schmidt's done something.
Here's the kudos. Great kick. Great kick. Super excited for you. Dare I say proud of you. Don't miss another one. That's not true. When you miss kicks does matter. I will also say that. But yeah, you miss a game winner. It's fair to wonder, all right, can you cut it when we've never seen you kick before?
Complete fair wonder. Just don't think it's fair to just run him out of town right after he does
it. All right, this is a fairly diabolical question to ask on a Browns victory Monday. Yesterday was a fly in the ointment from the Guardian side of things. And I thought of this as I watched the Guardians lose to snap their winning streak. And as I watched the Browns get the win. Would you have traded the Browns win for a Guardian sweep, like finishing off the sweep yesterday?
Not even close.
What?
Wouldn't even come anywhere near taking the sweep for the Guardians over that.
Why?
Because you still control your own destiny. Like, that's not going to be the difference.
You'd be one game. You'd actually be what? Two games? No. You'd be one game up, and then you'd be tied for the division right now.
Yeah, you're also technically one game up in the wild card, and you're one game back playing Detroit for three.
So technically, it'd be two games up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm just like, same thing. They have the tiebreaker. So like, they're in a spot right now where they still have the playoff spot. They're in a clear position to still win the AL Central if they want to go out and prove it. I'm much more comfortable saying, go out and prove it. You got six games to do it. I have to live with that for a week, right? I have a week of you going and proving it, and then it's the end of the season versus the Browns go 0-3. It might be the disastrous rest of the season where the defense doesn't want to play hard anymore and the offense still stinks.
Well, but wait, let's say from here it takes another 5 weeks till they get another win, wouldn't it in some way take some of the enjoyment out of this win?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, like 5 weeks from now, if you haven't won another game, wouldn't you rather have just taken the L and kept pace for the number one pick?
Yeah, I mean, if you project out five more losses for the Browns in a row.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe. I don't see them losing the next five games. I truthfully don't.
So it's less that I think you have the wrong answer, because I have such faith in the Guardians, I'll take one loss, and I don't know that I can expect the Browns to win too many more games this year. I think it was the how quickly you answered the question that threw me off. You were just like, yeah, no, not even a thought. It's a thought for me. I actually thought for a minute. I was like, I don't know. I really could have used that win for the Guardians yesterday. It's just like they had won so much recently that we had the good vibes. I needed a good vibe for the Browns. Today was going to be a very tough road to hoe if we didn't get a Browns win.
Yeah, I think part of that lives in the faith of the Guardians, too, to actually get it done. Like, I think, again, you play three games against Detroit, you win the series against Detroit, you're in the driver's seat. Like, you control your own destiny at that point.
216-474-0092. Mark in Twinsburg, I know you got a thought on Andre Schmidt, but yesterday, would you have traded the Browns win for the Guardians win against the Twins, which would have given them one more game up in the wild card spot and put them even with Detroit?
No trade on that.
Okay. All right.
Just flat out. But to chime in on the Schmidt apology, absolutely not. I mean, this is a professional. This is his job, is to make field goals. And the particular field goals that he missed that we're talking about, those were pretty much gimmies. That would be like I was telling my buddy the other day, a professional basketball player who misses an open layup. And then that would be the gimme shot, like the point after, and then make it another miss, dunk on a breakaway. Like, that's horrible. So,
we call that a Ricky Davis here in Cleveland.
Absolutely. Gosh, I don't miss him.
No. He did not. I don't think he was a bad guy, and I thank you for the call, Mark. Thank you very much. I don't think he was like a bad guy, but he did seem like a bad teammate, and overall a really just not somebody you want on your team at all. But he was fun to watch when they were bad. He did. Ricky Davis was the ultimate player of, they're bad, but he is fun to watch. He just also happened to be fun to watch for the wrong reasons, like trying to get his own triple-double off the glass. Still. I mean, what a top five, like, unmitigated gall moves in sports history was, I'm going to go ahead and throw this up against your own glass so I can get a rebound. He had to have been pissed when they took that rebound away. Let's go with Adam in Green. Welcome to the show.
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Good. Would you have traded the Browns win yesterday for the Guardians win against the Twins?
Yes, I would have. And I'll tell you why. I was going to talk about the kicker, but this is a more important point that I've thought about ever since the end of the game yesterday. The Browns need something different on offense. And I think that the win is doing that. Okay. I don't think that Joe Flacco is the answer even for this season, unfortunately, because the day of the statue behind the line of scrimmage is over with. With how big and strong and fast these defensive linemen and these blitzers have become, you have to be able to elude. You have to be able to have some sort of RPO package. You have to be able to have that to be successful. And we saw that with Jordan Love. Now, there was a few RPO plays where he was able to create with his feet. Now, our pass rush is arguably the best in the NFL, so it's a hard comparison, but theirs is too. Now, Jordan Love was able to elude a lot better than Joe Flacco is ever going to be able to do again in his career. So we need something different. And there were plays, and I know you guys probably saw these plays too, where he had, I think, Isaiah Bond open in the middle of the field without a defender within 10 yards of him, and he dumps it off to a tight end in the flat. And that it's just not going to work. I think that we were just gifted that win. I don't think we deserved that win because our offense played not good enough at all to win the game. Our defense is just too good. That's how we won the game. But when we're talking about the kicker, I think that this situation has been highly mismanaged. Schmidt, okay, we chose him over a kicker that we had just extended and then released, and then he ultimately loses us the game the first week, a game that we should have won. And then that week leading up to week two, we didn't even bring in anybody for competition. Every other team that had kicking woes in week one brought in a kicker for competition. And I can never remember his name, but the kicker from Atlanta, Young
Waiku.
There you go. Okay. He's a veteran kicker and he's been successful in Atlanta. He lost Atlanta game one. They brought in competition and they changed, right? How is it any different for us? Why are we, again, the smartest people in the room saying that we're just going to stick with him because we know him and we don't even bring in any leg to compete with him? Now, fine. The league is, what have you done for me lately? He did his job yesterday. Yes, he made point after. Yes, he made two field goals. That's fine. Okay, that's great. That's what you're supposed to do. But let's not forget about what has happened. Let's look at his field goal percentage overall.
All right.
And he's missed a PAT.
We do have to boogie here, buddy, because we are up against it. But I want to say thank you for the call and have a rest of your... Have a lovely rest of your Browns victory Monday. My favorite point he made was, by winning yesterday, it might prolong your offensive struggles, and I actually think there is something to that.
Yeah, I don't think that's wrong. My favorite point was Young Wei Koo, who hit 73% of his field goals last year.
My favorite part of that was this weekend when I said Browns, when I quote tweeted because Young Wei Koo got cut, and everybody started making Young Ho jokes because of the way his name is pronounced, and I was like, you're on one this weekend, Browns Twitter. I'm not hating it, but you are on one. 216-474-0092. Would you have traded the Browns win on Sunday for the Guardians win, Brown Spider, using a few expletives to say no? We're just going to go there. More on this and faking it in college football in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.